7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Many of you have become aware over the years of a gentleman named Joel Wallach. I first met Dr. Wallach. I'm trying to remember, actually, when the first time was that Joel Wallach and I had a conversation. Do you remember how long ago it was? I can't.
No, I don't remember, Doug, but I know it was quite a while ago.
It was a long time ago. Your message has been consistent over the years, and that's what I want to spend a few minutes talking to you about. You are a naturopath and also a veterinarian, and you kind of, you probably told this, if you had a dollar for every time you told the story, you'd be a wealthy guy, as to how you came down to the conclusion that what we eat, what we ingest, I mean, there's no secret to the old expression, you are what you eat, but finding the bottom line when it comes to proper nutrition, all the work that you did, I think you and I first talked because at the time you didn't know I was a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and so we sort of equated the you as a veterinarian and me as a farmer, we equated the health in the animals to the health in humans because of the same basic bottom line, isn't it?
Exactly. Any vertebrate, whether you're a hummingbird or a cow, a snake or an elephant or a human being, any vertebrate needs all 90 essential nutrients. These are not optional nutrients. They're essential. And you take them in, you'll prevent as many as 900 different diseases, including every birth defect you can name, including muscular dystrophy. That's one of my favorite stories right now. And I figured it out when I was 9 years old, Doug. It was very simple stuff. I had what today would be called Tourette syndrome. I got rid of it by supplementing with calf pellets because we raised little Angus calves. We had a purebred Angus thing. I was feeding these calves these calf pellets, and I started taking them after school, and my Tourette syndrome went away.
Why did you do that? What was there about what was in the calf pellets that intrigued you and made you think, I'm going to take these and see if I can get rid of this problem?
Well, it was because my mom took me to an eye doctor, and she said my Tourette syndrome, didn't call it that. She said it's the reason why you're getting all these eye twitches and facial tics, because you have long eyelashes that are hitting your glasses, curling around, tickling your eyeballs. Well, I'm 9 years old, and I'm not that much of an idiot. That can't be right. And so I started looking in a nurse's health book under cramps and twitches and things. It said calcium deficiency. Well, when I feed the calves before the bus would pick me up in the morning and go to school, on the analysis tag, it had protein and fiber and vitamin A and vitamin E and calcium. And so I said, well, that's what the book said to do. So I went home and I took these calf pellets and threw the Cheerios out in the morning to the chickens and put the calf pellets in my cereal bowl with milk. And after 3 days, my Tourette syndrome was gone.
Wow.
So I knew that doctors didn't know anything about health and when it related to nutrition when I was 9 years old. I began experimenting with calf pellets and pig food and dog food and stuff. And by the time I was 10 years old, I pretty much understood what was going on because I did serious reading and literature searches and that kind of stuff. And went to ag school, veterinary school, became a comparative pathologist on a big project with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom show, and was just really blessed as a 24-year-old kid to get $25 million, a lot of money back in those days, chump change today. And learned that you could prevent and reverse as many as 900 different diseases with nutrition. Discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis and began working with that. I got fired because they said it wasn't a genetic disease. It was a simple nutritional deficiency in the embryo that could be reversed. Began years ago working with muscular dystrophy kids, Doug, and began sending Jerry Lewis the information on how we were curing kids with muscular dystrophy. He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. They fired Jerry Lewis last year, weeks before the telethon, so he wouldn't blab about me finding the cure for muscular dystrophy during the telethon, so because they felt in this economy they couldn't raise any money if the cure had been found. And so they fired Jerry Lewis because I told him, and we sent him all the data. He took it to the medical organization. I'm sure he said, well, look, we don't know if this guy's a nut or not, but let's look at it and see if there's anything of value. If there's some little nurdle of information we can use to benefit the kids. And they fired Jerry Lewis, sent him on a cruise so nobody could interview him during the telethon. Hey, why aren't you there?
Yeah.
Well, it's really, they fired everybody who supported Jerry Lewis from the Munster History Foundation.
One of the things that becomes clear, and this is one of the things that you talk about a great deal, there are a number of lectures. As a matter of fact, Doc Wallach does about 300 lectures every year. There are 40 million cassettes out there, recordings of the lectures.
162 million.
Wow.
Yep.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, something, that's what we first started talking about. And it all goes back to the same thing, nutrition, 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 not the prescription drugs, not the things that would end up in surgery. It's so clear, it's so bottom line. One of the things that I've done is team up with Doc Wallach. If you visit DougStephanTeam.com, you can listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes so much sense. What he says makes a lot of sense. And I hope from time to time, Doc, you'll be able to visit with us to talk more about some of these longevity philosophies. But it's the bottom line stuff. Check it out at DougStephanTeam.com. Go to 855-309-TEAM if you want to get information on these bottom line things that are just nothing but good for your health and longevity. DougStephanTeam.com or 855-309-8326.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
And now, the Old Navy Back to School Uniform Special. Starring polos for $5 and pants for $10. In a school where decisions had to be made, Becca hated deciding. But Becca never had to decide on her school uniform. Until now.
What?
This fall, Old Navy offers endless uniform combinations. Polos are just $5 and pants just $10.
This decision's easy. I choose to choose them all.
Hurry in now to the Old Navy uniform event. Come fun, come all. Valid July 26th through September 5th.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans high origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%. APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, is here with his overview of some of the hot stories, the top topics, medically speaking. He does the research looking at all the medical journals and has found a connection between child abuse and what happens to children who have that later in life, Ken. This is pretty astounding, actually.
It is, Doug. Good morning. Out of the Journal of Aging and Health this week, adults who have suffered frequent emotional or physical abuse as children, they're at increased risk for cancer. And the more frequent and intense the abuse, the greater the risk of cancer. And the effect is particularly significant when mothers abuse daughters and fathers abuse sons.
Really? Why, isn't that amazing? Why wouldn't it be fathers abusing daughters and mothers abusing sons as well as the correlation between mothers and daughters and fathers and sons?
It just is what it is, and the explanation is all theory, and it seems like this abuse must have some effect on just making the immune system not as good and making you more vulnerable to cancer.
I have a couple of kids who work on the farm here. Both of them found they had something in common because their fathers abused them horrifically as young kids. I can't even begin to I despise one of the fellows who's here, a father actually, his stepfather had worked for me, and I despise the guy. And that's not, I don't do that. That's just, that word doesn't enter into my vocabulary, but He's beating the kids, beating his wife. The guy ought to be in jail. And, you know, how can that not have? It's the stress. Stress causes cancer. And these kids, when you're 6, 7 years old, you don't know how to combat it. Right? I mean, and when you get down to the bottom line, the mind-body connection, the psychology of this stuff,
exactly.
And what it does
almost
to your organs.
You deserve this kind of treatment.
Oh, my God. All right, next up, the question, this has been something that has been surfacing off and on more and more lately, the story of whooping cough and the numbers increasing and the theory behind it.
This is whooping cough or pertussis, Doug. It's a highly contagious disease that can strike people of any age, but it's most dangerous to children. Its name comes from the sound children make as they gasp for breath. Mm-hmm. It's typically starting with cold-like symptoms that can include a runny nose, congestion, fever, and a mild cough. Parents, they should see a doctor if they or their children develop a prolonged or severe cough. Whooping cough, it's treated with antibiotics, and the earlier the better. But in America, there appears that we're headed for the worst year for whooping cough in more than 5 decades, with the number of cases rising at an epidemic rate that may reflect the problem with the effectiveness of the vaccine. There's nearly 18,000 cases that have been reported so far, Doug, more than twice the number that was seen at this point last year. Theories for the increase in cases include better detection, reporting of cases, some sort of evolution of the bacteria that caused the illness, and shortcomings of the vaccine. Interestingly, you know, out in California where you spend some time, a lot of parents are not giving the vaccine, but it seems like most of these children, they've already been vaccinated.
So if you have the vaccine or you haven't had the vaccine, doesn't seem to make a difference. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would definitely urge, my feeling is I got vaccinated, I vaccinated the kids, but there's a question this year of whether there's a problem with the vaccine in terms of its effectiveness. Not that it's causing a safety issue, but is it as good as it has been in the past?
Or just water. The drug company's charging for water.
Well,
wouldn't be the first time.
More investigation.
Right. Okay, what happens, this study about artificial light at night?
We may need to change our habits close to bedtime. Molecular psychiatry this week, Doug, that chronic exposure to artificial light at night may play some role in the rising rates of depression in humans during the past 50 years. People who stay up late in front of the television and computer, they may be able to undo some of the harmful effects just by going back to a regular light-dark cycle and minimizing the exposure to artificial light at night.
What does it mean? A light bulb is artificial light.
It's these dim sources of light like keyboards or television monitors. Okay. That seems to be the biggest culprit.
Really? All right. Next up, as we review some of the hot hits in medicine, a self-esteem study.
This is hope for all of us. This is out of Tango.com, that a sense of humor and self-confidence are the most irresistible traits in a potential love interest, not physical traits. This is a survey that was done and published in Tango.com.
So if you have high self-esteem and what else? Self-esteem.
Self-confidence.
Is what other people are going to like. Women like men with self, who have strong self-esteem.
And sense of humor.
Uh-huh. All right. So let's
more
all
important
laugh.
Than physical attraction.
Everybody laugh. You know my feeling about LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing. Good for you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, his medical opinions are good for you as well. You hear him here on the Good Day program.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Never saw been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Time for our birthdays, acknowledging those who will celebrate today, the 26th of July, as their birthday. How many people remember the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah. I do.
And the fellow who played
Dark Duke,
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
James Best is 86 today, born this date, 1926. He was in the movie Ode to Billy Joe, Naked and the Dead. He played these kind of country bumpkin roles. Is in Ma and Pa Kettle at the Fair. Had been something Roberta would have gone to see. Ma and Pa Kettle.
Ma and Pa Kettle.
At the Fair. Also, Darlene Love celebrates her 74th birthday today. She, the wife of Danny Glover's character, if you can't remember who she is, she had a lot of hit songs, Motown songs, this sort of thing. Really good doo-wop stuff. Sort of mid to late doo-wop era stuff. But she was the wife of, what was Danny Glover's character's name in the Lethal Weapon movies?
I knew you were going to ask that. I can't remember.
What in the world is the matter with us? Come on. They do come into a scene.
What was Mel Gibson's name?
Mel Gibson's name. That's great. They've both gone out of our minds.
All right, I'm researching. Hold on.
Yeah, I got Danny Glover going on here.
800-510-8255. The name of Danny Glover's character and Mel Gibson's character in the Lethal Weapon movies. What in the world is the matter with us?
You want me to tell you?
Huh?
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I actually do.
Roger Murtaugh.
Murtaugh. And so, what's Mel Gibson's character's name?
Oh, I just deleted it. Hold on.
Murtaugh was, And then, for extra credit, the character played by Joe Pesci, who was in two or three of those movies. What was his name? 800-510-825. Anyway, Darlene Love was Murtaugh's wife. Brenton Wood up next. Just give me some kind of sign, 71 today. Baby, happy birthday to... This is probably his number one song, his claim to fame. Give me a little sign.
Do you want the name of Mel Gibson's character?
Yeah.
Martin Riggs.
Riggs!
Yeah.
Murtaugh. Yeah. Right. All right, so what was Pesci's character's name?
Right, give me another minute. Go ahead. Keep going.
Meanwhile, more birthday considerations. Mick Jagger. Michael is his real first name. Born this day, 1943. 41 chart-topping songs. The Rolling Stones.
How about Leo Getz?
Yes, that's it. Right there. Thank you. Mick had 5 gold records with the Stones. 18 number one hits like this one, and Satisfaction, Get Off of My Cloud, Painted Black, I kind of like
that's
that.
That's my favorite.
Ruby Tuesday, Hockey Talk, Women, Brown
woman,
Sugar.
Women.
Women.
You like more than one.
I like
Man for Everybody.
Yes.
Angie.
The whole bar of them.
Miss You. Jumpin' Jack. He's obviously the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Makes good sense. All right, let's have Roger Taylor take a bow. Roger Taylor. His real name is Roger Meadows Taylor, drummer for Queen. How many are there? I like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
You're My Best Friend, Somebody to Love, Another One Bites the Dust is what we're playing here. So, recognition factor here for this birthday boy, 63 today. Helen Mirren, the actress, whose real name is Elena Lydia Mironoff.
She's a hottie.
Check. Helen Mirren?
Yeah.
Oh,
which one's that?
2 seconds, you'd know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 seconds.
She's Czech?
What was she in, Jen? Yeah. Is she TV or film?
Oh, no, she's a movie actress. Yeah. She was in The Queen.
Very attractive.
Oh, okay.
Movie.
Okay.
She also did... the action movie with all the aging actors.
Red.
She had
red
black hair and...
No,
not at all.
White hair.
Yeah. Okay. You're
okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Considered to be in the same league as Madam Judy Dame.
I do Madam. Love her.
What do they call it with your...
Dame Judy Dench.
Dame Judy Dame. Dench.
Oh, <gosh. laughs> We need to regroup.
Her too.
So whose birthday is it?
It's Helen Mirren's birthday.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
Susan George, the actress, her birthday is today. Let's see here. Oh, Venus Garolitis.
That sounds like a disease.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Florida State, 19...
I have Venus Garolitis.
I'm sorry.
A severe case of Venus Garolitis.
Let's keep going here. Kevin Spacey's birthday is today. Academy Award-winning actor for American Beauty in 1999.
He was so good.
He also got an Academy Award for his role in The Usual Suspects in 1995. Lots of great movies. Outbreak, Consenting Adults, Long Day's Journey into Night, Lost in Yonkers, Working Girl, Wise Guy, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, L.A. Confidential. He played Bobby Darin, and the movie about Bobby Darin's life did a great job with that. So Spacey's 53 today. Sandra Bullock's birthday is today. Born in state 1964. Jeremy Piven, who is Ari on Entourage, born in the state 1965. He's 47. Kate Beckinsale, the actress, Sale.
Beckinsale.
Born in the state 1973. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali C or Ali Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Program at 33 minutes after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Heather Bachman here. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie's down in Columbia. In a few minutes, we're going to, I don't know if celebrate is the right word, but acknowledge a great radio career. Gordon Liddy is going to retire at the end of the week. Having been on the air for a long time, but known his whole life. Sort of his public life began in a rather strange and interesting way, and so he's but from his Watergate era stuff propelled him into lots of other areas, including a very successful radio talk program for decades. He also has had some interesting roles on television and in movies. I happen to have great respect and admiration for him. I like him as a human being. So anyway, we'll spend a few minutes acknowledging that great career in a few minutes. Meanwhile, it's time to find out what is new, what is different, what's exciting. The video of the day today features the U.S. women's soccer team. The soccer team is performing a music video for Party in the USA, as they get ready for the opening of the Olympics this week. So if you'd like to have this song, actually, I think, Michael, we have the song there someplace.
You guys all have to admit you love this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was convincing.
I'm sorry, that's the best we could do?
It sounds like just any other pop song.
Poppy, yeah, bubblegum.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
You guys are such snobs. I just don't enjoy you right now.
You like this stuff, Ken?
This is my favorite Miley Cyrus song. I'll have you know.
Well, Miley Cyrus ought to be singing and not these.
I know, you're right. It could be a stronger performance.
Right. Anyway, that's. This is the Miley version of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought these were the same.
No, this isn't Miley.
It sounds like the Chipmunks.
Maybe it's speed it up.
I was going to say it sounds sped up or something. I don't know.
Something's wrong because this isn't quite it.
All right. Well. Don't argue with Michael, because he always thinks he's right.
Michael knows Miley. I hate to disagree.
All right, so our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, which event do you think we will do best in at the Olympics? 61% of you said swimming. 19% of you said gymnastics.
Why did you laugh like that when you said swimming?
14%.
Swimming.
All right, so here's the deal. The most popular advertising connection at the Olympics. I want you to tell me who or what it is. 800-510-8255. The 2020 Olympic quiz question. You have 3 minutes or so to figure it out and dial us up at 800-510-8255. What part of the Olympics, part being person or thing, is the most attractive to advertisers? Where is the most money being spent by advertisers in connection with the Olympics? Because it's an advertising bonanza.
Okay, so which sport has the skimpiest outfits?
800-510-8255. Those are...
Think about it.
Roberta, that's Roberta's... That's what she's thinking about. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about the same thing? Is that where the most money is in terms of how advertisers want to be associated with someone or something at the Olympics? What do you think it is? For a swell prize, 800-510-8255. I made no comment, remember, after Roberta's comment. I just kept my mouth shut, which is not necessarily good for somebody who's doing a radio talk program.
It's great practice, though.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
It was interesting to watch, too.
What, me be quiet?
Mm.
Oh, thank you, Heather. 800-510-8255. Announcing a new faster way to get married in Las Vegas.
It's a faster way than the drive-through?
Faster.
No, it comes to you. This is great.
Right. There's the new curbside nuptials.
It's like a food truck.
Oh, oh my goodness.
It. It's called the Las Vegas Wedding Wagon.
You could probably get a taco. I'm just kidding.
The Las Vegas Wedding Wagon
tacos
comes to you
wedding
for $99. Andy Gonzalez and James Cass,
genius,
who are ordained to perform weddings on the Internet, they decided to get a piece of the action because there are like 9,000 people get married every month.
The wedding truck.
In Las Vegas, they chose to do their business in the wedding truck.
You know what? Let's quit this radio nonsense and let's get a truck, you guys, and let's go around the country marrying people.
You'd
we
be
can
a
have
great
like one of us.
Minister.
I'd be
one
great.
Of us could be the minister, one of us could be the singer, one
why
of us
do we have
could
to do
be the
Las
wedding
Vegas
planner.
Why can't we
awesome
just do it here?
No,
no,
can
I
you
mean,
picture
we could go around the country.
But can you picture it? Can you picture Doug actually marrying two people? So you really want to do it? I don't
are
know why
really
you want
sure
to do this, but okay,
sure?
Yeah, okay.
No, but are you
really think so?
Really sure. Have you thought this through? Are you really, 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 really sure? Really, really?
You paid your money?
Really.
You paid your money? And you get what you get.
And Roberta could advise on prenups. It would be awesome.
Exactly.
Exactly. One stop shop.
You sign a piece of paper.
Right.
What's yours?
Yeah. Edgar was actually authorized to marry people, and he did.
Well,
he performed wedding ceremonies all the time. I married them when Georgette and Edgar got married. I married him, but he signed as the official. I did the ceremony, but he was. I was acting on his behalf.
We should get you ordained or something.
I should.
That'd be fun.
Megan Ann Stephan got so upset with me after we figured out how much it costs to send her to Oxford. I said I could get I can go online and get a PhD for
in the back of a magazine.
$186.
Totally. Yeah.
She was the fact that I even said, oh, she was furious.
That you could do it or that it existed?
Well, I was going to after, I said in jest after we figured out, the day that she graduated, we went through the numbers and figured out, I actually had a t-shirt on, I think. And I think the t-shirt said I spent $129,600 to send my daughter.
Not including the airfare for trips to visit.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, well, we at least sort of shared it equally in a manner of speaking. Anyway, but that's the deal. You can get these things. The point is you can get these things online very easily, extraordinarily easily.
Well, I'm going to have to look into getting Dr. something.
Dr. Stephan. It's easy.
Wait a minute. Yeah. The Reverend Dr. Stephan.
Yes,
the Reverend
Dr. Stephan.
Michael, we've got some, there's a
I
promotional thing in the back of my mind.
Looking for it right now.
Yeah, I know you are. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, we'll talk to Bruce, who thinks he knows the answer to our 2020 Olympic quiz question. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, sir. How about you?
Just perfect. Just perfect. Would it be swimming?
It actually is swimming, but there's a particular personality who's connected to swimming that is the most popular among advertisers.
I can't remember the guy's name. He won all the medals.
You're on the right track because it is the guy who won all the medals.
Can I help?
Yeah, you can help, Jennifer.
Can I help you, Bruce?
I don't have any idea what his name is. I'm name challenged.
Is it Phelps? Is it Phelps?
It is Mr. Phelps.
Michael Phelps?
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps is the person with whom advertisers want to be most associated. And apparently, because you can't make money on the Olympics per se, but Phelps' agent has been smart enough to tie him to the advertisers that want to be sponsoring whatever events he's involved in.
Well, didn't he get burned for grass one time or something?
Yeah, he had a marijuana problem once, I think. But that's not a problem. Now, people don't really look at that as a problem anymore, so it wasn't. There's no taboo associated with it. So he's not persona non grata. And so anyway, there are a lot of people who are trying to get advertising into other events. The women on that soccer team that bared their breasts after they won last time. Remember that?
Mia Hamm, right?
I don't know. She's popular, too.
Uh-huh.
As I suppose, as Roberta, following up on Roberta's suggestion, who wears the skimpiest outfits or who doesn't wear any outfits at all. That's it. All right, Bruce, you're going to win a Swell Doug Steffen prize. Stand by. We'll take care of that. It's 17 before the hour here on Good Day.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
One of the great names in syndicated radio, conversation radio, the spoken word formats over the last three decades has been a gentleman who will not want to take too much credit for his success. He'll give the credit to the people who supported him, worked with him. G. Gordon Liddy, a name known to most all Americans. I don't think you can go up and down the street and say G. Gordon Liddy or the G-Man or Gordon Liddy and people wouldn't know who he was. You started in infamy, in a manner of speaking, and became famous, and I wonder how you feel as you look back on this career that you've had, which will sadly end. I'm sorry that you have decided to call it quits, because I think you still have a lot to say. But when you look back, Gordon, at these years, remarkable stuff. You've had a lot of fun. I can tell people listening to you, even though I don't know that your program isn't about laughs necessarily, but your stories. You are one of the greatest storytellers. I wonder if you even realize what a great storyteller you are.
Well, I've been successful at it, but remember the key to having success with stories is they have to be true. If they're true, you know, it works. But if you're just making stuff up, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of politics, you were sort of identified as someone who was right of center. You made your feelings known. But I don't think your show really was about politics, was it? I mean, I never sensed that you were onto the stuff like a lot of the other people who have the same political bent as you. It isn't like it was all about politics.
Well, no, the show was about life. Politics is part of life, and so there was some politics in it.
Your life?
No, life. Life in general.
But I mean, your life. How much of your life did people learn about when you were telling your stories?
Oh, an awful lot.
Yeah.
An awful lot.
What will you miss, other than coming in every day, having a routine, what will you miss about not being around every day telling these stories?
Well, what I'll miss will be, first of all, the camaraderie here at the station.
Yeah.
The Radio America has a wonderful crew of guys and,
yeah,
and women, and you know, they really make it easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll miss them. I will also miss a sense of connectedness to the population of the country,
mm-hmm,
you know, who would listen and call in and comment and give their opinions and so on.
Yeah. The most interesting person you ever talked to on the air was?
Oh, gee. Dr. Thomas Sowell, I would say.
Why?
He's the smartest man in America, you know, and I say that as a combination of things. You know, a lot of people have high intellect.
Yeah.
But unless the high intellect is mated to wisdom and experience, you know, it's not extraordinary. Now, Dr. Sowell was raised in Harlem, I think, by his aunts, and went to the Marine Corps, then went to Harvard and Columbia, and he's really, if you look at his body of work, he's an economist by profession, but if you look at his body of work, it is just marvelous.
See, I think you're intellectually very stimulating. I think you're, anytime ever, I always loved the fact that you kept the discussion above the banal. I think that's part of your intellect. You're such a contradiction in so many ways for so many people. Have you ever thought, you have to have gone through this exercise at one point in time with your late lovely wife or people in your family or friends. If you hadn't had the original job that you had with the government, what do you think your life would have been like? What would you have done?
Well, I was a lawyer,
mm-hmm,
so I probably would have just done my best to be a good lawyer and progress through the profession.
Mm-hmm.
But the, you know, being a lawyer was very helpful to me.
Right.
But it's certainly not the same as jumping out of the airplane with the Israeli parachute battalions, as I've jumped on numbers of times.
Or any other things, not to mention the visit to the little office building downtown Washington and how that literally defined your life and changed your life. But the things that I think you ought to be more remembered for the wisdom and the intellect that you have relayed on the air for the years and years that you've done your radio program, and you're to be people are going to congratulate you all over the place and wish you well and all that. But I think you're a genuinely great human being, and I'm pleased to be able to talk to you.
Well, Doug, it's been a pleasure talking to you from time to time.
Well, we'll stay in touch, as they say. Gordon Liddy.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may have to work a little at identifying this artist, because it isn't really, doesn't sound like him. It is him. Mick Jagger's birthday is today, as we've noted earlier on, 68 years old, from the Rolling Stones. This came from the movie Ruthless People. Chucker, do you remember this? I don't even begin to remember this movie, and certainly not this song.
Actually, it was a big hit.
Was it?
Danny DeVito, Bette Midler,
All right, vaguely
Judge
I remember
Ryan,
it now.
Judge Reinhold and Helen Slater.
Yeah. All right, now I remember it a little bit.
Did
okay.
Very well.
Yeah, all right. From Mick Jagger, we get right into our contest. Chuck Curry is the movie man on the Good Day program. He'll have some movie news for us in a moment. First, though, our contest, stimulating your mind, trying to figure out what this movie is. It's a good movie. May not be too difficult. The star of the movie is having her birthday today as well, much younger than Mick Jagger, much more popular now. In fact, I think this movie that we're going to take pieces from may have helped move her along into a league of her own, if you will, and that's not the name of the movie. I don't even think she was in that movie, but maybe she was. I don't know. Who knows? We'll figure it out. As you listen to the audio, you'll call us at 800-510-8255 to identify the movie and to get yourself into the league of special people who get special Doug Steffen prizes. Here's the first audio clue.
Don't you dare lie to me.
You can almost get it from that. 800-510-8255. Not one before our movie moments, you say? All right, figure this out. Call us for the prize. Second clue.
You're right.
Excuse me? You're right? How'd those words taste coming out of your mouth?
Like vinegar.
Did a good job with the accent here. 800-510-8255. Chuck, you got it?
No, I'm not positive.
Really?
No.
Ah. All right, so let's listen carefully to the last clue.
I don't need y'all to approve my choices, all right? But I do ask that you respect them. You have no idea what this boy's been through, and if this is going to become some running diatribe, I can find an overpriced salad a lot closer to home.
Uh-huh. All right. That was a very impactful scene in that movie. She's with her girlfriends. You got the movie? You got the picture yet, Chucker?
I have a guess, but I'm not 100%.
All right, well, the people on the phone are doing a better job than you are. 800 510-8255, name of that movie, for the prize. I was going to give you a hint, but I don't think it's necessary, frankly. Nobody would get this. Fishbowl. This is, remind me to explain when we identify the movie why I said fishbowl. All right? Nobody will get any help from that but me understanding a certain nuance to one of her films. Okay, so with that, Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today?
Okay, Doug, Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn's new comedy, The Watch, which opens on Friday, tracking weekly at a little over a $20 million opening weekend. Stiller, who's now over the age of 40 and once a very hot property at the box office, is starting to wane. He will star and also direct a remake of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which will be released sometime next year. The original star, Danny Kaye. Some TV news of interest, Doug. NBC has ordered 10 episodes of a new Dracula series. This is the same network that's doing a Hannibal Lecter TV series also.
Right, yeah.
Certainly a very different direction for the Peacock network. And one other bit of movie news. Warner Brothers will definitely delay and probably have the director reshoot the ending of its movie, The Gangster Squad. It was scheduled to come out September 7th, but will now be delayed, probably reshot, and come out sometime in January in the wake of the horrible tragedy.
Because there's a movie shooting in the movie, right?
There is, yeah. They pulled the trailer, which is the right thing to do. With the pressure, they're probably going to reshoot that scene takes place at the ending, so they're probably going to reshoot it and delay it for certain. So there you have it.
All right, so The Hobbit, supposed to be two movies, is now going to be three or more, is that right?
I hear rumors that it'll be three, which is not unusual because, like, The Hunger Games, they're going to make it into four instead of three.
Yeah.
So keep these things going as long as they can because it's just huge money.
So do the people who star in these movies get more for being, do they get paid by the movie or they get paid for the deal?
I believe they get paid by the movie.
They do.
They'll make more out of it, yeah.
All right. This is the anniversary of the release of Air Force One. Believe it or not, this date, 1997, is when the movie came out. Really despicable bad guys in it. It's one of those movies you can watch pretty frequently.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrific film. And, you know, if you want to know how good an actor Gary Oldman is, he played the villain in that film, and he plays a good guy in the Batman
movies. Right, really exactly. Yeah. All right. Ryan is in Chisholm, Minnesota. What's the name of that movie?
No, I think it's The Blindsiders.
Blindside. Sandra Bullock is 48 today. The fishbowl refers to the kind of bus she drove.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.